Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're here to help you to have a wonderful, wonderful gardening season. It's cold out this morning. We've had very nice weather up until now. Finally got a little bit of snow cover on the ground, and that should help. And coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to talk to Dave Cutterback about moles and voles, the damage that they've caused, ways that we can affect that, and what to expect about the deer population now that we do have snow cover. But coming up at 8, we are going to do a segment about a new variety of roses. And these are absolutely incredible roses. These are roses that are less prone to give you a fungus problem, and unlike most roses, these brand new varieties of roses will bloom from mid-June. Usually roses will start to bloom around Father's Day, and they will continue to bloom right up until frost. Again, brand new hybrids, and something new that we want to let you know about that you'll be able to find at your local nursery and garden center in the spring. You can send away for it, mail order. But these are brand spanking new varieties of roses that are disease resistant and bloom like crazy. Now, if we can help you, the number here, 855-660-4261. Now, I know a lot of you have houseplants, and when you get a day like today, again, my house, Kennebunk, Maine, -9 degrees. The heat's blasted. It's just shooting every place. The air will begin to dry out in your home. And what happens when the air begins to dry is the plant will suffer because of the lack of humidity. So, things like gardenias. Gardenias are a plant that if you don't have the right amount of humidity, and gardenias are becoming available at your local nursery and greenhouse right now. So they're becoming available, you bring them home, you have big, either a white flower or two on it, but a lot of buds. The bud will begin to go from green to white. And all of a sudden, it falls. It never opens. It falls. It's because of the lack of humidity in your home. And what you can do, and it will really help your plants a great deal. A plant like a gardenia, measure the width or the spread of the foliage. And to make it simple, let's say it's 12 inches. You need to purchase a plastic saucer 12 inches in diameter, fill it with stone, set your gardenia on top of the stone, and get into the routine that every day you add water to the saucer till it hits the bottom of your pot. During the day, the moisture will evaporate slowly, rise, and hit the foliage of your gardenia. Build up a little, kind of a microclimate around the plant, and that will help to retain the flower buds on the plant. The other thing I want you to do with a gardenia, a small mister bottle, fill it with moisture, with water. Spray the leaves every single day. Spray the bud every single day. When your heat is blasting, it will dry it out. And right where the bud is attached to the plant is where you need to sprint a little bit of moisture to hold that bud in place so that it will bloom. So gardenias, they love to be misted. It really makes a difference. If you have ferns in your home, whether it's the Boston, your traditional ferns, or the sporangarii, which is very thin and airy, lacy looking almost, moisture on that will help a great deal. The one plant that does not want any moisture is your begonia family. So if you have any begonias, do not get any moisture on the foliage. African violets, do not spray the foliage with moisture because you will encourage powdery mildew. Most plants like it, but certain plants do not. And one thing that you can say to yourself is, look at the leaf. If the leaf seems to have a little bit of fuzz on it, do not miss. The fuzz tends to hold the moisture, and they are more likely to develop a white coloration called powdery mildew. Orchids, they love it. And if you can spray the foliage of your orchids on a regular basis, you're going to see things that will really help your orchid. Now, I want you to write down this date on your calendar. If you live in New England, February 23rd through February 26th. That is the Rhode Island Flower Show. It's the first in the Northeast. It's a really, really fun show. And it's in a great location. Providence is a small city. You can park your car, go and enjoy the flower show. When you're done, walk around the city. Very safe city to walk around. There's a huge shopping mall within walking distance of the flower show, and there are many things to do in the city. But write down February 23rd through the 26th is the Rhode Island State Flower Show, and it's a great, great time for you to enjoy gardening. And what's going to be happening gives you some great ideas. Now, if you want to see the ultimate flower show, May 22nd through the 30th, we will be traveling to Chelsea, England, to the Chelsea Flower Show. And this is the number one flower show in the world. Not just in England, but the world. It's a flower show that you will literally spend the entire day enjoying it. And it's not just flowers. There is a section in the flower show with vegetables that you will not believe. The quality of the vegetables are incredible. Every flower that you can imagine will be at the Chelsea Flower Show. We have put together a trip that, believe me, you will not forget for a long, long time. We've contacted the British Horticultural Society, and we said to them, what gardens do you think that American gardeners would enjoy? And they gave us that list. We did our research, and we are going to see some incredible gardens. So if you'd like to get some information, go to my website, paulparent.com, or call this number, 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. It's going to be great.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, you give us a call. Tom will get you set up, and we'll help to answer your gardening questions. Now, when things warm up a little bit, and you need to have temperatures around 40, if you have any newly planted broadleaf evergreen, boxwood, ilex, holly, azaleas, especially azaleas, rhododendrons, mount laurel, if you have not sprayed them yet with an anti-desiccant, this would be a great time to do it. But you need to have temperatures in the 40s, and those days will be back. The weather is cold right now. It's a temporary setback. You've had some snow, something that we haven't had, and hopefully, if you're a skier or a snowmobiler, you'll be able to get some snow where you can get out and enjoy your winter sports. The mountains up to now have really had a problem, and the lakes have been open, the rivers have been open, and this cold weather will help to change that situation. Okay, now, things that you can be doing in your home. We've talked a little bit about our houseplants. Now, houseplants should be fed once a month during January, February, and March. So if you haven't fed your plants, today would be a good day to do it. Use a liquid like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting fertilizer just to keep them actively growing. You eat every day, and your plants should be fed every single month. Plants that don't get fed are cactus, not your Christmas cactus, but if you have cactus-type plants, do not feed those. Ferns love to be fed. Anything that blossoms in your home should be fed on a regular basis. And flowering plants should be fed every couple of weeks while they are in bloom. The reason is feeding will ensure that the flower buds all open properly. The food will give you better coloration to that flower bud and will make the flowers themselves larger in size. So get out the food today, do your plants a favor, and then write it down on your calendar to repeat again. But during January, February, and March, a little bit of food will go a long way. Now, one plant that requires a lot of food if you want it to blossom is the hibiscus. Hibiscus is a plant that is a very, very heavy feeder. And if you can use Osmocote, which is a time-release pellet, it will help them to bloom all winter long. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about paper white.
Hey, Barbara from the state of Maine. Good morning. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. A little bit nippy this morning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I went out to check on my feeders, and oh, I was shocked. I have a question about paperweights, and I know you've gone through this 100 times, but it's never sunk in. My paperweights have finished blooming. Do you cut the leaves off, or do you let them stay like other bulbs so that they can provide, you know, carbohydrates for the bulbs for taking them outside?
Right. What you want to do when your paperweights are done blooming is you want to keep them in a nice sunny window, add a liquid fertilizer to it, and they need to continue to grow for a 4 to 6 week period with lots of sun. When they get to that point, then you can allow them to dry up a little bit, replant them when the frost is out of the ground in May.
And a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You should be up having a cup of coffee, reading the Sunday paper. If you're a New England sports fan, boy, our Patriots did real good yesterday. And we are really happy this morning about all of that excitement. More to come in the weeks ahead, hopefully all the way to the Super Bowl. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roberta from Massachusetts with a question about chevelure.
I don't know. We'll find out. Roberta, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for your program. It's so helpful, really.
Thank you.
I have a question about my chevelure plants.
Yes.
I'm having a terrible time with spider mites, and I don't know how to get rid of them. That's my first question. How do I get rid of them? And then, would it affect my geranium cuttings that I have?
Yes. Okay, the thing that you want to do when any time you have a plant, Roberta, that has insects, you want to quarantine that plant until you can take care of the problem. Now, spider mite is a plant, is an insect on a plant that you don't want to mess around with because it will multiply very, very quickly. So, first phase is I want you to take a soft cloth and just take dishwashing liquid and in your sink, add some water, like you're going to wash the dishes, squirt in some Joy, a Dove, a Dawn, or whatever you use, put a soft cloth with warm water, and just sit down on your couch, put the plant in front of you, and try and wash, especially the underside of every single leaf on your plant. The reason is, spider mite at 70 degrees, that spider mite will go from an adult to laying an egg to the egg hatching, maturing, and becoming an adult in about 7 to 10 days. As your temperature increases, the time gets shorter and shorter, and at 80, the 7 to 10 days is like 5. So if you have your chifflera in a south-facing window and the sun just beats down on it during the day, it could be 80 degrees right on that plant. So they multiply very quickly. So step one, soft cloth, liquid soap, wash the leaf, especially on the bottom, because that's where they're going to be the most active. When the plant's all done, all cleaned, then go down to your local garden center, and you want to buy something called all-season oil. And all-season oil is a natural product that you can spray in your home on even herbs that you're growing on your windowsill. So if you've got chives or parsley or basil, bay leaf, and you get some type of infestation, the oil is a product that that is natural. It's not a chemical. It's not going to be absorbed into the plant. What it does is when you spray it on your chifflera, if there are any insects left after you've washed, and there will be, or any eggs on the plant, and there will be, the oil will cover the insect or the egg, plug up all of the pores in the skin or on the shell, preventing air from getting in, and it will suffocate the plant. So suffocate the insect, preventing it from multiplying again. But it really is important if you could wash it first, then spray it, and then fertilize. Because these insects are not chewing, they're sucking. And they will continuously suck energy from the plant. So by feeding it, you will help to replenish their food in the soil, helping the plant to bounce back. But the main thing is, wash the foliage to get that webbing off and to pull off as many of the adults and the eggs off that plant. And it works great. So for the next couple of weeks, if you have geranium cuttings in that area, move them out. Put them in a different window. And keep everything else away from it because they do multiply so quickly and they can go from plant to plant very, very easy. Okay? So, a day like today, If you live in New England or in the Northeast, it's cold. Even if you live halfway down the country into the Carolinas, they have temperatures in the teens. You travel down to Florida, and it's in the mid to low 30s. And there are even places in northern Florida where the temperatures are well below freezing. So it's cold over the whole country. Take today, examine all of your houseplants. Look on the underside of the leaf. And if you see a problem beginning to develop, and you have some time, wash the foliage. That's number one. Then use the oil, then fertilize, and it will help tremendously. So just be aware of it. This time of the year, the insects are still active, and your days are getting longer. And with more time to become active, your insects will be more active also. The places to look are on the underside of the leaf, where the leaf is attached to the stem, right in that crotch where the leaf is attached to the main stem of the plant, and one of the aphids family, they love the new growth. So certain plants that are accustomed to having aphids, you will notice them right on the tip, right where the new growth is on the tip of every single branch, because that foliage is soft, it's succulent, and they can easily feed on that portion of that plant. So take your time today, check out your plants, and if you haven't fed them, get the food to them. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pam from Maine with a question about hollyhocks.
Good morning, Pam. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. Enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
I'm interested in growing some hollyhocks this season, and I really don't know a lot about it, and thought you could help me.
Sure. Hollyhocks are wonderful, wonderful plants. They're plants that can grow up to be as tall as 6 feet tall. So they should be planted in a sheltered area out of the wind, up against a fence or a building, just to brace them, and try and plant them in groups rather than individual. That way they tend to brace each other when the weather gets cold and windy. Now, perennials can be started at this time of the year, and they should be started. So, visit your local garden center. A lot of them are now putting up their brand new seeds in racks for 2012. And you can find quite a few perennials. You can go on the internet. Now, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, at the bottom of the page, click on Garden Topics. And then, under Garden Topics, you will see seed catalogs. Click on the catalogs. There are over 50 different seed catalogs that you can go look at directly on the internet, or you can order a catalog from them. And there's nothing more fun than a day like today where you've got snow on the ground. It's -9 degrees at my house in Kennebunk. You're looking at the Sunday paper, and you've got these seed catalogs spread out all over the table. You've got graph paper, and you're planning out your garden. But if you want to grow hollyhocks, you need to start them by seed now. And most of your perennials would be started by seed at this time of the year. Now, hollyhocks, the one thing that they need more than anything else is good air circulation. They cannot be planted in a flower bed that you have irrigation, because if your irrigation comes on every day or every other day and the foliage gets sprayed with water, it will encourage a fungus disease, which creates a little blister on the underside of the foliage. And when the blister will rupture and you rub it with your finger will turn kind of a either a black or a rusty color. It's called rust. So if you want to grow them, a sheltered area out of the wind, but a place where there will be good air movement. And don't jam them in one on top of the other. Hollyhocks will spread 3 feet in diameter, and depending on the varieties, up to 5 to 6 foot tall. So you may need a little bit of staking as the flowers mature. They bloom in mid to late summer, and the flowers are incredible.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. I know a lot of you are kind of itchy to get out and do something around the yard. The weather's cold, you can't do it, but there are things that you can do on your windowsill that will really be a lot of fun for you. You can start some of your herbs in containers right now. If you go down to your local garden center, the greenhouses, they have seeds. And you can start on your windowsill things like parsley, chives, oregano, all of your mints can all be started in trays or in little pots on your windowsill. And you can grow in little window boxes near a window things like lettuce or spinach. So if you want some fresh greens and you've got some window space and you're not into houseplants, but you want to try something fun, go to your local garden center, buy some packages of lettuce, Swiss chard, parsley, and all of your herbs, and you can start them inside the house right now. Can you imagine 3 weeks from now, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the sun and the temperature of your home, but in 3 to 4 weeks, you could be eating fresh picked lettuce grown in a small window box or in containers on your window. You can be smelling fresh herbs like oregano, parsley, chives. They can all be started at this time of the year. So don't get discouraged. Don't get cabin fever. While you're at the garden center, bulbs are becoming available now, potted tulips and daffodils and hyacinths. And if you like perennials, primrose is a wonderful perennial that is being forced into bloom. Now, if you want to grow primrose, you need to have a cool room or window for them, because primrose do not like the heat. They like to be cool. So an east window, morning sun, a west window, late in the day sun, or even a north-facing window with no direct sunlight at all would be a wonderful place to put a pot of primrose for you. And if you're buying bulbs, make sure that you keep the bulbs as cool as possible. If you put your bulbs in a hot room, they're going to bloom very, very quickly. So keep them cool. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Pennsylvania with a question about mulberries.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul.
Hi.
Let me preface this with, years ago I grafted a female mulberry onto a male, and below the graft some fruit developed. At present I have two females I'd like to cross-pollinate. Is there any way I could get some pollen to develop on the female?
So you need to get male pollen?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they're both grafted on a male plant, or?
My two female, I don't know. But years ago, I grafted a female, it's a limb now, onto a male. And below the graft, some female fruit developed on the male portion.
Okay.
So could I do it in reverse?
Sure, you could do it on reverse, no problem at all. And that's something that will really help you to have higher production in a plant.
Uh-huh.
Because you have plants that have one single gender.
Uh-huh.
And if you could have both the genders. For example, let's say you like holly. One male holly plant has enough pollen for five or more female. So if you have a friend or a neighbor or maybe a local garden center, you can buy a male plant. It doesn't have to be right in the same area, as long as it's in the same exposure so that they both bloom at the same